them have jalous windows too.
Right.
And but there's one over here on one of the Causeway Islands, one of the in, just it's on the island between the beach and here. It's not finished. It must be about maybe 10, 15 stories, and it just slabbed on. And it's going to apparently going to have glass like picture windows. And
Some of its force was gone by the time it got here, but it raised some pretty hellacious tides down in that area. It brought, the tides came up down there in, 8 or 10 feet. You had the same thing in 1935, when that hurricane hit the Keys and killed all those people down there that were down there converting the railroad roadbed into a highway. That's when they were building the Overseas Highway. That was tides. The water came up there. I remember going down there as far as Marathon, a couple of months after the dam storm. And there was one place there that the railroad was just picked up and looped. I mean, here's the two rails and the cross ties. And it was just almost a perfect loop there right alongside the highway. I mean, it's almost inconceivable that water could do that, but it did.
I don't know. I don't want to be down here when if there's another one.
You've got a lot of these trailer parks that I just can't see them.
Just debris, flying debris across. Well, look what it did in the Gulf when that last one hit over there. And those people have had about two or three bad ones in the last 10 years.
Well, the strange thing is, over there in that Gulf area, they really never have adopted a building code that is designed for that type of winds or any sort of a code, which we're getting to down, just now we're getting down here to the point that they are trying to avoid issuing building permits or development permits in the lower ground that is subject to complete flooding in a major hurricane. Dade County just adopted a master plan that is supposed to eliminate that, although in Dade County most of those areas are already built up. But in the Gulf areas, they still operate under what's called the Southern Building Code, and it's just not designed for hurricane winds or hurricane tides.
Do you get very many tornadoes or?
Tornadoes are relatively rare down here. You have funnel clouds, but
I noticed the other day in the news they said they saw one.
Yeah, and you'll see water spouts offshore, which is nothing but a tornado over water. But there is one theory that there's a lot of the damage that is caused by hurricanes, rather than direct wind force, is by the small tornadoes that are operating within the hurricane itself. As far as tornadoes go in this area, we had one that in North Miami Beach back about 1966 or 67, I guess, that hit an area out on 167th Street and did some considerable damage to a little shopping center out there. And then I remember back in 1925 or 26, and the reason I remember it, there was a classmate of mine that was in my same class at school who was killed in it. It came down in the Hialeah area and traveled for maybe a mile. But of course, it was very sparsely settled then, so that same one now might kill hundreds of people, but it didn't then. But they're relatively rare down here.
All right, this is a... just a form I fill out to go with the tapes. It's a personal data form. What is this community, the one that you live in now?
North Miami Beach.
Okay. And